Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is the G.I. Jake Show, featuring Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, and your host, the unfiltered, unscripted, loose cannon of Knoxville sports radio, Jake Miller. The G.I. Jake Show starts now on Fan Run Radio.
Welcome in to the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio, live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Jake Miller, Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, intern Jack, on the eve of the Fan Run Charity Open taking place tomorrow at Williams Creek Golf Course, the nice par 3 over in East Knoxville. I'm really looking forward to it, Brett.
Clearly you're looking forward to it.
What do you mean?
What the hell are you wearing? Michael Jackson?
It's my golf glove.
What, are you breaking it in or something?
No, the glove is already broken in. You see, I've kind of went to the range a little bit this week.
So, yeah, so I'd say. Your grips are really dirty.
The grips are really dirty. That's fine. That's fine. Breaking in the kicks today. We're breaking those in as well. But it's
You're wearing golf shoes too?
It's spikeless, dude.
Oh, okay.
They're spikeless.
All right.
They're spikeless. It's okay.
You're in it to win it, huh?
I am in it to win it, man. It's going to be a fierce competition. It's going to be a fun competition. Really excited to see everybody that comes out. Just be a fun time. That's the big thing. We just want everybody to come out, and we want to have a good time. Of course, we got NBA playoff action, play-in action, I should say, once again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Win, and you advance. Lose, your season is over. The ticket prices for these games have kind of startled me a little bit. It's like you can go watch the Miami Heat, the Chicago Bulls, at the Casilla Center, in Miami for $29. You can go watch the Kings and the Pelicans down in New Orleans for $12.
Stars aren't playing, right?
Stars aren't playing. It's going to be, I mean, essentially it's going to be DeMar DeRozan versus Bam Adebayo in that matchup tonight. It's going to be DeMontis Sabonis and Brandon Ingram when it's the Kings and the Pelicans. Both spreads are at -1.5. Over-under is not too far apart. Heat and the Bulls are at 205.5. Kings Pelicans 210.5. Really excited.
I mean, if you're the Heat and Bulls, you just go ahead and lose tonight, knowing your season's over in about a week anyway.
What's that?
Your season's gonna be over. The winner that gets the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, we're not gonna.
We'll move on to that when we get to it, but.
I mean, we'll get there when we get there.
Yeah, but yeah, that should be fun. Glad it's back on. Not having it on last night was kind of rough. Any basketball at all, but this kind of really starts it all off because I think you get a bunch this weekend.
Yeah, because I mean. Really, the only time in which I get really into baseball is, I mean, I don't even get really into it if the Cubs are playing, and that's my team. Mm-hmm. But if I have a parlay going, if I've got a bet on a baseball game, then I'll get into it. Unless it's Tennessee baseball, in which we are headed up to Lexington this weekend. Number 2 versus number 3, a top 5 matchup. Tony and the boys going up by 75 North. In which a place that sits there, and an interstate, which is the only good thing to ever come out of that place, and bourbon, and Chris Lawson.
Yeah, no, it's a big series. I mean, who would have thought? I mean, I was actually looking at the preseason rankings just to see where Kentucky was thought to be, and they're almost like, in basketball, you know, kind of the South Carolina, like how South Carolina basketball kind of popped up out of nowhere to be at the top of the, you know, basketball standings this year, and Kentucky's doing similar and even better than South Carolina was doing. So, for a number 2 ranked team, we're about to go up on the road. I'm not overly concerned with it. I feel pretty confident in our team. And, they say it's a pitcher's ballpark, so it might be a little harder hitting the ball out of the – doing what our strength is, which is hitting home runs.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting. I mean, it all starts tonight.
That it does. Marcus, how are we doing today, man?
It's Friday, and I've been, getting myself prepared for tomorrow. You know, got to do my practice for reaching for the clubs and reaching for the drinks when it's
asked. Oh, you haven't heard yet, have you? You're not going to be a caddy tomorrow.
What?
Sorry, no, it's already been confirmed by Sam. Sam said it this morning.
Actually, Marcus, you're going to be working.
Working? Yes. I'm working as a caddy, yes.
No, you will not be working as a caddy. You will be doing other things as well.
So I'm still a caddy.
As well.
So you might be.
Might be.
You might be.
You can't just be switching things up on me.
Well, not my decision.
Well, I would like to talk to whoever made this decision and why they didn't talk to me about it, because they should know.
I overheard the discussions as well.
How dare you?
Well, Marcus, here's
it's the actually not that. It's actually, I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, we actually think you're going to enjoy this, Marcus.
But I want
to
be caddy.
They always like to surprise you. They never
They never talk to me. No one ever talks to me about any decision that they want from me. I don't know what this is. I feel like a child sometimes.
Well, Marcus.
You're going to school today. Why?
Marcus, I'm going to tell you at the end of your segment what you're going to be doing. And honest to God, Brett, I think he's going to like it.
I do too.
I think he's really going to enjoy this. Matter of fact, Marcus.
I mean, there's probably a way for him still to do some caddying as well, I believe.
They're going to take away. They're taking away the chance for me to be a part of the championship photo with Houston, Sam, and Tucker and Julia. That's what they're doing right now. They're trying to take away this championship away from me. They're trying to make me not Joe Mazzulla.
Marcus, it will be okay, buddy. I promise you, it will be okay.
It's going to end up being, I'm just going to hand them the trophy. That's my job. Yeah. You get to present the trophy.
You're the Adam Silver.
Yes. Now we just have to shave your head.
I would not look good bald.
Buddy, your hairline's already going bad anyway.
No, my hairline's completely fine. I have a great hairline. I talked to a barber about it recently.
Well, that's good to hear. Jack, how we doing, man?
Pretty fantastic. We got just NBA basketball for like the next however many days, like months. Next month it feels like. So it's going to be very exciting. And yeah, I got my boys from my hometown coming up today. Going to be staying the entire weekend. We're just going to watch ball. We're going to hoop. It's going to be lovely. I can't wait.
Very nice. Sorry, I'm still, I don't know. I don't know about this glove.
Yeah.
I don't know about it.
You need to hit a moonwalk.
No.
Okay.
Jack, I'm wearing spikeless golf shoes.
Okay, yeah.
They'll kill my spikes.
Fair.
We're not doing that. Anyway, going into this weekend, how's everyone feeling about Tony Vitello and his chances up in Lexington?
I'm with Brett.
Brett's cool.
I'm pretty chill, too. It's like, got that South Carolina vibe where it's like, this is like their test to see if they're actually real in a way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was looking at the stats, like Brett was saying, and they're not really great at a certain thing. They're just kind of like a balanced team, which is always a scary thing to run into. But just the fact that they're not super great at anything, it doesn't really scare me. I don't know.
Marcus, how you feeling about this game this weekend or this series?
I mean, it's Kentucky. I feel good about it. I don't care how good they are in any sport. They're Kentucky. They're our little brothers.
And they always will be, and we know that. We know that. But sometimes things happen, you know. You look 2 years ago, that was a team in which we should not have lost the series to. We should not have even dropped a game up there. And you go up and you win 1-3. And that was the only series in which we lost that year. But looking at how good this team has been this year, the way we're hitting the ball, how we're doing defensively. And you're going to have guys like Cannon Peebles. He's not going to be, you know, your best threat at the plate. We know that. That's something I know that team and, you know, his camp has really been working very hard to improve. Cannon's probably the best defensively when it comes to being our catcher. He's probably the best defensively. And Cal Stark's going to do his thing. We all know that Billy Amick is going to hit bombs. We know that Simo is going to hit bombs. We know that Blake Burke is going to hit bombs. And he is actually one game away. All he has to do is record a hit in this game tonight, and then he will have the new Tennessee record for most consecutive games with a hit in the stat column.
Pretty wild. It's
it just came out of nowhere, I feel like.
No, like I forgot who I was talking to, but yeah, it was might have been Rusty, but I was just saying how different he is this year. I don't know if he got healthy, just better overall approach at the plate. But, yeah, he's been, you know, arguably one of our – I mean, we've had multiple guys that you pick as kind of who's led the team, and him being one of the older guys. I mean, him and Simo at the top of the lineup have been key to your success this year, and I think we're starting to hit our stride, especially if we continue to get solid, just a little bit of pitching. You know, it's should be exciting last couple months heading into the, you know, the postseason here.
And it's going to be really fun to watch indeed, because, I mean, the goal here, I think at this point, is not just to host a regional, which I think we're going to do anyway, but also host a super. Like, you want to be at home for those.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, there was a lot of debate last year whether you should have gotten that after you beat Clemson. You know, they chose Southern Miss, and that was a disaster down there, you know, because of the rain and, you know, the field, I think. You know, they were talking about how our field would have been more suitable, because I think we had perfect weather up here, if I'm not mistaken, that weekend. But, you know, and that's another reason why you like this team so much, is because of the adversity they went through last year, a lot of our team, you know. So I think right now you're sitting pretty for those goals. I'm sure that's a goal of the team. And to get back to Omaha and to host a super, you know, the fans will come out and, you know, you want to be able to celebrate getting there. I mean, you thought you were going to be able to do it a few years back with that team in 22. And, you know, you saw one of the more upsetting, you know, losses in my Vol life, you know, that team. You just expected to be at the mountaintop at the end, and not even to get there to have a chance was just very disappointing. So, you know, I think you got a real good chance this year, though, with this team. And it's exciting. And, you know, I never thought I'd see the day we'd be paying this much attention to baseball.
No, I mean, you got to think, before 2021.
Yeah.
Tennessee baseball was rarely talked about in Knoxville sports radio. Matter of fact, before Tony Vitello got here, you couldn't even give tickets away.
Yeah.
It's like I was more – if you gave me the choice, it's like you can go to an Ice Bears game or a Vols baseball game. I'm taking the Ice Bears tickets nine times out of ten.
Yeah.
If you offer me tickets to the Smokies versus a Vols baseball game, I was going to watch the Smokies.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that was just – that was the thing.
I think there was a picture floating around online a couple of days ago. Somebody took one like before – you know, like maybe 2017 or somewhere where you're talking about, and there was like nobody in the crowd. Like two, three people probably gotten free or begged to come in, I mean, you know, and like now here we are and you can't find a ticket unless it's given to you or you know somebody, you know, which is just an amazing thing. And you see where the ballpark's just changed over the last couple of years with Tony, Danny White and what he's done and Tony Vitello. So,
I mean, we've added seats. We've had, you know, one of our listeners, Sean, who's big, big Tennessee baseball guy and has been for a long time. Like, he'll even tell you, like, before 2021, like, there were games where he and maybe five other people were in the stadium.
Right.
Because nobody cared. And then all of a sudden, you get Tony in here, and you start to see some success.
Right.
Like, we started to see it, and then he swears up and down the COVID year in which the season got cut short was his best team that he ever had.
Right.
That team should have been the one to go to Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
But then next year, you add the Paul Maneri effect.
Yeah.
In which he's just dogging the fan base, and it's like, okay, well, you know, we all want to give praise to Tony Vitello, and he's done a fantastic job, and it wasn't for the job that he's done, we wouldn't be here. But Paul Maneri really added that extra effect to it to make it one of the more profitable baseball programs, I would say, in America.
Yeah. Yeah, we've begging for this success, you know, from, you know, football we've seen it with the national championship victory, but, like, it's something – you know, we weren't expecting. You were expecting, as great as the program's been for basketball, to only have the two Elite Eight appearances with all the success we've seen. For Tony V, they already put us in Omaha twice in what, he's been here 6 years? You know, like, I mean, you should have gone almost 3 years in a row. The 22 team should have gone. You know, they
that
were
22
most,
team should have won it all.
Right. And so. I
mean, they were that good.
I think the crazy part is we don't realize, like, you know, there's not been a drop off. Like, it's still like. We're seeing guys, you know, recruits want to come here, portal. You know, you got the number two recruiting class for next year coming in. So you're just reloading and reloading. And it's just, you know, it's awesome to see and it's exciting. And, you know, just hope this keeps rolling right to Omaha again. And, you know, you got to get as chance as anybody. I feel like there's a lot of, you know, there's not that dominant team like LSU was where they can throw a couple of dominant players out there and just boom, you know, like knock you out. So. I like where we are right now, and I'm really feeling confident this weekend as well. So we'll see.
Absolutely. Stay with us. The G.I. Jake Show marches on. right here on Fan Run Radio. On the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio. In case you haven't heard, we've only talked about it just about every day for the past month. The Fan Run Radio Charity Open is tomorrow. Williams Creek Golf Course, I think we might actually have just a few spots left. Guys, I don't know if you all saw some of the swag that we're giving away, but let me tell you, pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet. If you've not already registered, you need to go and get that done today. Brett, I'm going to show you just some of the stuff that we're giving away tomorrow.
Oh, wow. What's that going to be on?
That's going to be on a t-shirt.
Nice.
We're giving away this.
Is that a black? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that looks good, too. I like that.
Little script that I designed for us. Got to have something to put it in, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to have something to put it in. I love
it. A lot of stuff.
And then.
Wow. I like it.
We never get to see anything. I know. We're just
we don't get told anything. We don't get shown anything.
I was trying to describe it, but he was. Obviously, I got shushed. Yeah. I was thinking about y'all. I was thinking about a lot of people. Maybe if I told people what was given away, that might entice them to sign up.
Oh. It might, but I mean, the thing is, it's like, I can't tell everybody what's
they have to come done. To see it.
They have to come and see it.
And get it.
They have to get it.
Yeah.
You got to play. In order to play, you got to sign up, fanrunradio.com/shop. Only a few spots left. If you want to play or you think you might want to play, go ahead and sign up now. And another thing, too, I'm really, really happy with the charities that we chose for this. You know, we're going to be benefiting Care Cuts of Knoxville, the Boys and Girls Club of East Tennessee, and the Emerald Youth Sports Foundation. Those are three great organizations, and we are very proud to be able to help them out in every way that we can with this. There's going to be some prizes that get, you know, given away because of all this, too.
Yeah.
You know, we've got, you know, a 4-burner Blackstone that's being given away. We've got a 55-inch smart TV. We've got a $250 Best Buy gift card. And, you know, it was funny because we're sitting here, it's like, what can we give away? And it's like, okay, well, what would I want? Or what do I have that I would want if I didn't have it?
Yeah.
You know, Blackstone comes to mind. TVs. Love a TV. I tried to put one in the bathroom. That didn't happen.
In the bathroom?
Yes.
In this bathroom here?
No, in...
In your own personal bathroom.
Yes.
Oh, God.
That's weird.
How's that weird, Marcus?
How long are you in the bathroom
for,
usually?
Yeah, why would you need to be in the bathroom for longer than a, you know, couple minutes at most?
Hey, things just happen, man. Things just happen.
You might need to see a doctor then.
No, Mark.
I would have understood if you wanted to put one out back or something. You know,
you know, like, sometimes
it's that time of year.
Okay, maybe, you know, dealing with you three on a daily basis requires
a bathroom visit.
No, an ice bath.
Okay,
Brett.
All right, you light some candles in there too. Goodness.
A couple candles, turn it on the Golf Channel. Bang, we're good to go.
Couple candles.
Bubble bath going.
You never done that?
Decompress, I guess, from the day.
Put candles in. The only time I've ever used candles in the bathroom has been when the power goes out and I need to see when I shower.
Oh, God.
Or, you know.
Don't even say it. Don't even say it.
Why?
Because.
Well, what was I going to say?
Don't worry about it, Marcus. We can't talk about that on radio.
Laundry?
Okay. Marcus is going to set himself on fire.
What was he talking about?
No idea.
Don't worry.
I need to see when I do laundry because my laundry's in the bathroom.
Okay. Okay, Marcus.
I don't know what's going on.
Anyway, few spots left, fanrunradio.com/shop. And we will see you out on the greens.
Can I get a hint at what this job that I've been assigned to that I've not been talked about?
No.
I can't get a hint?
Nope.
Is it going to take me away from caddying?
Yep.
Why?
Because.
But I've already signed a contract with Sam.
Nope. Null and void, wouldn't hold up in a court of law.
I don't know. Sam's a really good lawyer.
Maybe instead of caddying, you're just a full-time investigator. You can just investigate this whole chair business.
I feel like that wouldn't be as fun as being a caddy. Believe it or not, you know.
Yeah.
Because I only have three suspects left. I know two of them are going to be there. I don't know if the third one's going to be there.
Ooh.
Are any of the overtime guys going to be there?
I think so. I know Jace is going to be there. I'm pretty sure William's going to be there.
Okay.
Dawson is at Talladega.
Very convenient.
Yeah.
Because he's the producer, correct? If I'm not mistaken. Tell me I'm not mistaken.
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So he conveniently has left the country.
Talladega, more like breaking chairs.
Left the country, Marcus. He just left the county. He just left the state. He didn't leave
That's
the country.
That's a good point, though. I mean, Alabama might as well just not be part of the United States.
I mean, but fair. Talladega gets a pass. Gulf Shores gets a pass. Orange Beach gets a pass.
Wow.
Everything else in that state is absolutely awful.
A lot of questions.
I mean, you got a lot of questions.
I got a lot of questions for. I got two questions now. Questions, for, you know. Why would you conveniently not be at the open when you know I'm going to be there investigating? Mm-hmm. You know, the other question would be is, why has someone given me a job when I already have one? There's a lot of questions going around here, and Jack and I are going to get the answers. He's my Watson to my Sherlock Holmes. He looks like a doctor, doesn't he?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You'll find out soon enough, Marcus. Trust me. I mean, We may butt heads from time to time, but I'm being dead serious on this one.
You are going to
like
this.
You're
going to
like it. I heard the conversations being had, and it wasn't so much presented by Jake over here either. So that's all I can say.
I was going to say, because are you worried that my caddying would potentially ruin your team because of how good
I am? It'd be over, right? Vince Carter said it was over.
Yeah, I'm
tournament's
pretty much,
over when you're picking a club.
Yeah, I'm the
it
Vince,
is over, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go home.
I'm the Vince Carter of caddying.
It's like the dunk contest, just over.
Well, Marcus, here's the thing. It involves you potentially wearing your tux.
Oh, I didn't know that part, but
best dressed, coming back.
I really hate to break it. I don't actually have a tux. I'd have to rent
one. So you lied.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was never going to actually wear a tux.
Your job after this is to go to Goodwill and find one.
Jesus.
Yeah, Goodwill's got the best selection.
Shout out to SM Athletics, because we can do alterations here, Marcus.
You can put Jake to work.
He's always working. What do you mean? Every time I'm here, he's at the desk working.
Hey, it is what it is. FanRunRadio.com/shop. We'll see you all on the greens. All right. NBA action tonight. Chicago-Miami. Miami is going to be without Jimmy Butler. Without playoff Jimmy. He's going to be out for several weeks. He's probably not. Even if we were to find a way to make it to the finals, I don't even think Jimmy Butler would be available for that.
No, I think his season's over.
I think so as well. Miami is a 1.5-point favorite. They were a 3-point favorite yesterday. That has now dropped to 1.5. Does Miami get it done tonight? And if they do, what are the chances of them getting past Boston?
I mean, it's 50-50 they get through tonight. If they somehow get through tonight, then it's probably a 2% chance at best. I mean, I really give them no shot against Boston. It was going to be hard enough with Butler, but, I mean, Bulls might get one game off the Celtics, but the Heat would get probably swept.
And there's a weird scenario. It's like seeds 2 through 4 could lose in the first round.
Yeah, the East is not too top heavy. It's Boston and everybody else. So that like you said, that 2 through 7 is up for grabs for anybody.
Minus Boston, it's up for grabs. Who wants to play Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Nobody does.
Yeah,
nobody does.
So,
and of course, you got Boston at the top of the Eastern Conference, 64 wins. The next closest is New York with 14 games back. Oof. I mean, it's pretty much Boston's to lose.
Yeah.
At this point.
They would become the laughingstock of the NBA if they didn't make it to the finals. They have no more excuses. They didn't have any to begin with.
Who's creating excuses?
What do you mean?
Well, just wait to see what happens.
You just have to look at the past playoff experiences for the Boston Celtics, and that's...
Wow.
Why didn't you win those ones?
Yeah, where's your team been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say it's probably the best Boston team they've had that gone
it's
into
true.
The playoffs.
That's why.
And they didn't have Drew Holiday and Porzingis the last few
that's
seasons.
Why the expectations are where they're at.
I mean, they basically traded Drew Holiday and Marcus Smart, swapped them out.
I can't believe – how did the Bucks just let them do that? That's their biggest –
they wanted Dame.
Well,
they wanted Dame.
They traded Holiday to the Blazers because they were trying to get –
Drew said, no, thank you.
And he said, I don't want to be here. Send me elsewhere. So,
and I think Boston countered Dame going to Milwaukee by getting Drew, who's a good defensive player.
I guess the better question is, why'd the league let that happen? I mean, come on. They already had Derek White.
I don't like the league stopping trades like that, though.
No, they should let them happen.
I mean, just like
all
other
the money
teams,
and
like,
all
like
that works
teams.
Out.
It's like with Chris Paul. Like, as much as I hate the Lakers, they should have let Chris Paul go to the Lakers.
For sure. For sure.
That's the only one I can remember them ever nixing.
But it should never be a thing. Every league, unless it's like a financial thing where a team clearly can't handle it.
Right.
Don't nix the trade.
I meant the like other teams in the league. Like, how did they not also trade for Drew? Like, how did they let the already best team in the league trade for one of the best players?
We offered
in the
something good for him.
Yeah. Not to mention, if Boston were to win, Jaden Springer would get a ring.
Yeah, you hate Jaden. You guys hate Jaden Springer. What's going on? Huh?
We barely knew him.
Yeah, I know him fairly well.
I mean, really. I mean, we barely knew him. It seemed like he was never here.
He was a good friend to me.
Shortened season.
During that season,
we stopped the world.
And Mel was you.
Well, we made the NCAA tournament that year.
Oregon State.
It would have been close, right? Were we a bubble team?
We were the 5 seed, right?
In the SEC tournament?
Oh, SEC. Oh, I thought you were talking about.
Like, Jaden Springer's year was the COVID shortened year, right?
That was not a good basketball year.
Wait, no. Jaden and Keon was the year after.
Was it? I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, they
COVID,
were
we were terrible.
COVID, we were not going to make the tournament.
That's what I was thinking of. I thought that was their year.
But even the next year, it's like, I mean, that really wasn't a team that was setting the world on fire.
No.
By any stretch.
We lost in the first round to Oregon State.
That was a terrible loss.
It was. They went on an Elite Eight run, but they were also terrible. So.
Yeah. That was the NC State of that year.
Who was better, Jaden or Keon?
Oh, rude. Huh?
Who was better, Jaden or Keon?
They were so similar.
They were. Jordan. They really had similar games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why that team did not work very well.
It was just not a. That was almost just like not a Rick Barnes team, if you know what I mean.
Well, he said that they didn't have the type of practice and the type of preparation that they would have liked to have had with those guys because of COVID. So, you know, I think if it had been like a different year or we didn't have that whole situation.
If the whole world didn't overreact.
Things would have been, I think things would have been different had it not been for that disease.
It wasn't a disease, Marcus. It was just a virus.
A virus is still a disease. The cold is a disease.
That's a virus.
So a disease. Man.
The diseases are something that stays with you long term.
I think disease is like the umbrella.
Infection is the umbrella, Marcus.
No, I think. I don't know. Neither of us are doctors, but I think I'm right.
I was almost one.
What?
That's scary.
You didn't know that? You didn't know about my previous life?
No.
Previous.
What'd you almost doctor in?
I will tell you all during the break, because if I tell everybody on air, they'll be like, my God, he had the biggest fall from grace that anybody has ever had in the history of history. So we're not going to talk about it on air. I will tell you all off air, and then we'll just go from there. How about that? Sound good, Marcus? Is that good to you? I need an answer now.
Why am I being attacked? What did I do?
I don't know. I felt like attacking you. So
I'm the one who... I should be attacking everyone else.
That's fine.
I have conversations about me without me knowing.
Why is there a Lego brick tattooed under your arm?
If you must know, A, I'm a fan of Legos.
They're awesome.
B, I drunkenly emailed Lego once.
This coming from Houston Cress, viruses and diseases are not the same. Told you. I was right. Again.
Now, is he looking at Wikipedia, like...
Marcus.
I just want to make
sure. Stay with us. Final segment, hour number one, coming up right here on Fan Run Radio. final segment of hour number one. It's Jake Miller, Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, intern Jack.
Why is he staring you down?
I don't know.
What did you do?
Jack, your new job is take care of Marcus. He is now your child. You will take care of him.
I'm not the child.
Goodness. Rick Barnes yesterday took to the media and was asked if he was surprised if Jonas Adu entered the transfer portal. He replied, yeah, because he told everybody he was fine. He told everybody he was fine. He said, when that happens, you just got to realize that maybe you've got a chance to remake a roster and maybe do it a little bit different, maybe try to find a way to go, obviously, to try to make it better. But it's a different time right now in college basketball in terms of this month. And now, of course, Jonas Adu became the fourth Tennessee Vol to enter the portal. You got Tobey Awaka in there, Freddie DeLeon, DJ Jefferson, and Jonas Adu. So a lot of speculation right now is on, number one, where Jonas Adu is going to go. Apparently his visit to North Carolina didn't go well. So now it's down to Baylor, Arkansas, and who else, Brett?
I can't remember the other one. But yeah, Baylor's this weekend, I know for sure. But it's interesting. I know that's come out that the guy from Duke's at the top of their list as well. So it'll be interesting how it works out for him that way, too.
I mean, if you're Rick Barnes, would you allow Jonas Adu to come back should he choose to do so?
No.
I would not.
I mean, just looking at what we've got in the front court, we need something down there.
You got JP.
And I love JP, but I mean, how many minutes did he play last season? Like, 100?
I'll tell you what, he played a lot in the tournament. I know that much.
That's true. That's fair.
He played very well in the tournament.
I think Adu should, he should just be one of the best centers in the country next year. So based off that, I don't know. I just think we need him. I know so. he had a rough end of the season, but it was against two of the most dominant centers in the country who are now gone, as are a lot of other centers that were destroying him last year. So I could see a very possible scenario where he's one of the top dogs in the country.
But what if he goes somewhere else in a conference in which you do have more dominant big men? What if you get ate up?
I mean, I haven't really considered the guy. I've been so down on him after his NCAA tournament appearance. I've been one to say he just needs to move on. I mean, we need to move on.
I've had a couple people tell me, it's like, well, you just feel that way because of the Purdue game. It's like, no, it's not just the Purdue game. It was the Creighton game before that. It was the performance twice against Mississippi State. It was the performance every time you went up against a dominant big. It was Purdue twice, actually. It was Kansas. It was North Carolina. You have to have a dominant big man if you want to go that extra step in college basketball. If you want to make a Final Four,
well, you we don't make an have that even run. If Estrella's here and you're wanting to play more minutes. I don't see him being that guy.
I think he's going to hustle.
Well, Jonas Hine, so did Awaka, and hustling got him to foul trouble. He hustled too hard.
Well, he did, but you also have to take into account Tobey Awaka's only like 6'6", so he's going to have fouls accumulate. I mean, that's the thing. He's more your traditional four, but thing is, you don't see that much.
I just haven't seen enough from Estrella. You got to give me more than just play hard.
Go watch his clips.
That's a bench player. No. We need a starting SEC big man.
JP Estrella is that.
We don't know that.
JP Estrella is a starting SEC center.
We need help if that's your starting big man in this game.
Because I'd rather put him in the game knowing that he's going to hustle rather than to put Jonas Adu in the game.
Who's better, Adu or Estrella?
Adu or Estrella?
Yes.
Right now, I'd say Estrella. Jonas Adu's ugly.
I mean, you're talking about the second. I mean,
like the last game, yes, Estrella played better. But the whole season, I mean.
I want a big that just can be out there for like 30 minutes, give you a double-double, and stay out of foul trouble.
And then you'll have Jonas Adu out there running around like a giraffe, scared out of his mind.
I'd like for the.
Hurry.
Since you two are the main argumenters here. Rank the top three in order between Adu, Estrella, and Awaka. How would you rank that?
Awaka.
Just on talent or my preference?
Let's go talent.
Okay. Adu Awaka Estrella.
Correct.
Probably Adu Estrella Awaka.
Really?
Because Estrella is going to give you more and be able to do more than what Awaka.
The only thing Estrella has on Awaka is the height. That is it.
No.
That is it.
No.
Is this how it feels?
I mean, we even said Awaka.
He's even got
more
athletic ability than Awaka.
We even said Awaka was our best player against Texas.
He was.
You're not. I'm just saying that Awaka would have more success next year than Adu or Estrella if you kept him.
Well, it's gonna be a decision for Rick Barnes to make, and quite frankly,
I'm out on Awaka right now. What are you doing?
What do you mean? What am I doing? What are you doing?
No, Awaka. What is he doing? What is Awaka doing?
I don't know.
Golly.
I don't even know if he's going on any visits. I don't know.
I mean, they're cautioning us from moving on, is what they're doing. Adu is at least out there. You know he's going to visit Baylor. What is Awaka doing?
I type in Tobey Awaka, and one of the first things that comes up
is probably a foul. He's probably fouling now.
No, it's Tobey Awaka.
Gets on a plane, fouls.
I think he's trying to link up with Aaron Bradshaw from Kentucky.
Jesus.
Jeez. Let's get Phil in here next. What do you say, Philly?
What do you say, Jake Snake?
Philly.
Well, a dude's going to Baylor. It's already wrapped up. He's going to get seven figures. I can't believe that it'd be done with that kind of money for him.
God, just stealing money.
I mean, that's what he's doing. He's stealing money.
He's nowhere seven figures.
No.
There's no way you're going to keep him if Baylor's able to, you know.
He's going to go to Baylor and sit is what he's going to do is when he's finding himself in trouble.
Well, I mean, and that's fine. That's fine. That does not affect me at all. That does not affect me at all. If he wants to go down to Baylor and ride the bench his last year of eligibility instead of humbling himself and actually doing what he's supposed to do, has nothing to do with me. Good for him for stealing more money, just like Freddie did.
Barnes should have been like, good, see ya, bye.
Yeah, that's what I would have said.
Yeah, let's go out and buy another big guy.
Well,
whoever that is, it's quiet right now after Dubar's been signed on. Like, I haven't heard anything about Tyson's visit. Milicic, you know, he's got a final three. It doesn't seem like Baylor's in with them going after all these other guys. You don't hear much what is ultimately going to happen with him.
All we got to do is beat Nebraska out, and I don't see how we won't get him.
I mean, surely to goodness we can beat out Nebraska. Surely to goodness we can do that.
But they need to get in there, big guy.
We're going to have to, Phil. I mean, the thing is, it's like, you know, we talked for years now about a backup point guard. Past 2 years, like, we didn't have one. And even if we did have one, they didn't see that much on the floor. But, I mean, you have to have a backup big guy. Because if you got one big guy that gets into foul trouble early, then you're in trouble. I mean, you're in trouble for the rest of the game. You got to have somebody else that can come in, like a Tobey Awaka, and I think that Rick Barnes will be open to Tobey Awaka coming back.
Yeah, he probably is, but all in honesty, he's a tweener. He's not big enough to be a five, but he plays the four, and like you say, he's what, 6'6", 6'7", best, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, that's on a good day, depending on what kind of shoes he's wearing, but. You know, this Milicic guy, I mean, he originally committed to Virginia in 2021 before transferring to Charlotte. And, I mean, you look at his build. He's 6'10", 224. You know, if he can come here and give us something, and all good. Great. Good. But the thing is, like, we got to know something soon with all these guys. Like, I need to know exactly what's happening. I need to know exactly who we're going to get. And I need to know why we're getting them. And quite frankly, I don't think anybody really knows anything with the current landscape of college basketball. Because, let's call it like it is, these so-called recruiting experts, guys, they're paid to guess. They're basically paid to guess as to where these guys are going. Like, they're not calling these guys up. Like, let's say, you know, Jonas Adu. Do you think he's calling up a Baylor beat writer and saying, hey, go ahead and put it out that I'm coming to Baylor? No, that's not happening. That's not happening.
No, you got all these agents. They're the ones that pulling the strings for these transfers now.
Yeah, and I'm about sick and tired of that.
But it'll be interesting to see what they do. Barnes acted like he wasn't too concerned about it in that press conference yesterday.
No, I think that shows the confidence that he's got. And you know, obviously, Darling Stone Dubar, you know, coming in. And then, of course, he's got confidence in J.P. Estrella. If he didn't have confidence in him, then he would have sat him and let Jonas Adu go out and play the last 10 minutes of the game against Purdue. Obviously, he didn't because he had enough confidence in him to go out there and actually be able to compete. And that's something else that we need to feel. We just need somebody that can go out and compete and not do whatever it was that we were doing with Jonas Adu. The guy looks scared, and the last two games he played this season looked like a giraffe running around there. That's why they call him Giraffe, because he's scared and runs like one. Kind of
sick. Well, anytime he run into a physical center, he had problems this year.
I mean, and it wasn't just, you know, everyone wants to point out, it's like, well, those were top teams. It's like, okay, Purdue twice, Kansas, who else? North Carolina.
Mississippi State.
And Mississippi State.
Like, there was, Auburn? Did you say Auburn?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, Broome has pretty much dominated him up here in Knoxville.
I mean, Dalton Kinnick's the reason we won in Knoxville. I mean, there was no ifs, ands, or buts about that. That was the Dalton Kinnick show, and probably one of the most electrifying experiences that I've ever had in person watching a basketball game. That was phenomenal.
I mean, but when you look at it, it could be worse. You could be Arkansas and Kentucky right now.
This is true.
I mean, they don't have anybody on the roster. We at least have five guys we can throw out on the court right now. If we go play Kentucky right now, we'd win by forfeit. If we go play Arkansas right now, we'd win by forfeit. So,
well, just wait and see. Calipari's going to throw the money out there, and they'll get some players. Or just get all the ones that were committed to Kentucky.
Well, yeah, because he's throwing around Jerry Jones money
now. Jerry Jones, yeah.
Well, you got Tyson's, and you got Walmart money. I mean, how much money are they get? I mean, what's the limit on this NIL?
I mean, think about that. Think about all the donors for Arkansas. Why are they not any better than what they are?
Ain't no good in football.
No. I mean, that's what's so confusing is they've got the money to throw around.
See, Arkansas is going to find themselves the same way Kentucky fans feel. They're not going to – Arkansas fans aren't dumb. They saw the way Calipari – yeah, he got recruits, but couldn't coach him. I mean, they were losing one and done. You think they're going to get these five stars at Arkansas and all of a sudden they're just going to win SEC games in the tournament and NCAA tournament games? Like, they're going to be out on Calipari pretty quick too.
They're going to win more than Kentucky will.
Why?
Why?
Yes. What's going to change if he gets five stars down there or if he gets them in Kentucky? The coaching's the same.
Has the game passed him by?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
You're literally going to look me in the face and tell me that Mark Pope is going to win more games at Kentucky
I'm saying nothing's going to change that Calipari's in Arkansas. The same thing's going to happen down there as happened in the last 5 years at Kentucky.
What Kentucky's happened recently is more than what Arkansas has had, though, right? So it will
be better. Muscleman went to Elite Eight.
What happened last year?
Last year? What do you mean?
What happened this
Musselman
last year?
Musselman was out. I mean.
Well, they had one bad year. Musselman was good every year except his last year.
Yeah.
Locker room issues, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Too many. He recruited too many thugs, put mildly.
Nah, Calipari's going to have is going to be better at Arkansas than Mark Pope will be at Kentucky.
We'll see.
Mark that down.
Mark the tape.
Yeah, Marcus says so. Hopefully he's wrong, but
yeah,
we'll play Kentucky twice every year. We're not going to play Arkansas probably but one time. I don't know how they do this now with the two new teams coming in there. Are we still going to play everybody in the SEC?
We should.
Yeah, are they going to go to more games now? Like, I mean, I think they'll go to 20, right? They'll have less non-conference now.
Yes,
which is good. I'd rather do that than
TV games.
Yeah, I'd rather play a couple extra SEC games than play, you know, whoever mid-state game, you know, like an FCS team that we play over the weekdays and, you know, we're playing our starters 40 minutes a night against them.
So your guest yesterday, Jake, said that did he say that the baseball team's first five are better than the one 2 years ago?
Yeah,
he did say that.
Yeah.
You believe that?
Well, I don't. You look at it. And
the 22 team, is that what he's talking about?
He was talking about the 22 team. I mean, you look at this group. Now, granted, we became so enamored with those guys because, you know, Drew Gilbert was who he was. Jordan Beck was who he was. And, of course, you know, Evan Russell had been a mainstay on this team for a few years. But then you look at this year, and it's like it's nothing for these guys. Just go up to the plate and just knock it out of the park. So, I mean, there is some truth to that, I think. I mean, I haven't really looked at it and broke it all down, but I'd say there's probably some truth to it.
Hmm. Well, the pitching sure ain't as good, though.
Oh, it's nowhere near as good.
So that's really what's going to determine how far they go with the pitching.
That it is. I mean, you can have one or two guys on a roster, but you need an entire slate of pitchers that can just go out and deal it every single game. And I don't know if we've got that right now.
Yeah, thank goodness we don't have to play Arkansas and Texas A&M, right?
Yeah, that's a blessing.
All right, see you guys.
Appreciate the phone call, Philly. Stay with us. Hour number one of the books, hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.